January 12, 2080. After completing their first job for Slide, team went back to their apartments only to find that local law enforcement had uncovered the carnage, leaving the team once again homeless. The need for new fake sends has intensified, so the team needs to get on with the second job from Slide. The team has journeyed back to Slide's lair for him to act as a Mr. Johnson once again, and we now join them, with Slide on his makeshift throne, holding court in front of the team.
This job is, it should be more entertaining for y'all.
And he fires up his AR display, and it is of one of the riverboat casinos that St. Louis is somewhat famous for. They're basically casinos on a boat, but they're permanently moored to the side of the river. Because of global warming and the fact that they haven't really taken care of the environment upstream, the river itself has greatly dropped. They've kind of lowered and they've had to go in and pour like concrete underneath them to boost them back up so that they're at least stable.
So this weekend they've got a big charity gala, and there's going to be a lot of high rollers doing high roller things, being seen and throwing around money, playing slots for charity, whatever floats their boat. There's going to be lots of boozing, lots of dancing, lots of pretentious dreckheads doing whatever it is that pretentious dreckheads like to do. I need this.
And he pulls out a business card with a RFID data chip in it.
I need this planted on.
And he flips it over and open to the AR display, and it shows a middle-aged woman, you know, salt and pepper around the temples, fairly well kept. She's an elf.
This goody two-shoes has been a thorn in my side.
And he brings up kind of like a, you know, like those dossiers that they always slide across the table to show a criminal his rap sheet.
Yeah, the manila folder with one sheet in it.
It's exactly like that, but it's from the other perspective. It's like the criminal organization has a rap sheet on the do-gooder. And so like it's all of the busts she's made that has hurt Slide's organization, a running dollar tally, and how many of his prime goons and henchmen have been pinched.
She's the commandant over the UCAS side of St. Louis for Knight Errant. She is annoyingly good at her job, and her people have been... I am just one piece of the criminal pie in St. Louis, but I have reached an agreement with several other of the criminal organizations, the Mafia, the Sealpa rings, all of them. We all want this woman gone, but reaching her with actual firepower is extraordinarily difficult. She's usually very, very well guarded, but she's going to make a rare appearance at this gala this Monday. She'll be on the Harrah's casino boat to hand out some generic civic awards to various rich people that have donated to her campaign for mayor. Her guard will basically be down. You'll have an extraordinarily difficult time getting weapons into the casino, and magic will probably be noticed as well. Hacking will be difficult, but I need this planted on her person. A little sleight of hand, maybe a spilled drink, slip it in a pocket. I don't care how it happens. I need this evidence put on her so that when she leaves, we can have her pulled over by Lone Star, who is trying to make their way into this area again. Does that sound like something that your team might be able to do? Ruin a up-and-coming politician's career?
Yes. JP kind of slouches into his chair even deeper.
Okay. Yeah. I think.
Sounds straightforward to me.
We can do that.
Excellent. These are some lower-level fake sends that we've added to the catering staff. They should get Deuce and Catherine through the employee entrance.
He hands one to Kat.
Ms. Prusky, your sin will get you through the employee security as a waitress.
He hands another one to Deuce.
Mr. Corey, here's a sin that has you on the janitorial staff. As for the rest of you, we've gotten you on the guest list for the event. You'll need to dress the part so that you don't stand out. Bernie, for this you'll be known as Zanita Carfora.
He hands another one to Thumper.
Ms. Nana?
And one to Jean-Baptiste.
Mr. Perrinet.
Yes, I will take the second sin I can burn away.
Deuce will just use his regular, the sin he has.
But that won't be on the database. I mean, I guess he could probably put it into the database.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Deuce is telling him to use the sin that he'll broadcast, like, and to put into their database.
Sure, if you would prefer to use your own.
Deuce will send his... He will ping his sin to Slide's device.
So we've got five sins in as rows in some generic database.
So what is this little tag that you want us to slip on her? What does it look like?
Have you ever seen the cards that a SIM card comes in?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're like credit card size things, and then there's like a little breakaway piece where the entire card there is basically just so you don't lose the tiny little SIM card bit. It's kind of like that, where it's clearly bigger than it needs to be so that you can actually use it. Like there's it's not a really cutaway thing like what I just described, but there's clearly like a data chip.
Yeah.
Stuck in some like taped to some paper, just so you can like not lose it.
Okay. Okay, just trying to get an idea of how close we actually have to get to her to get it on her person. So you said this second job that we're going to do for you, that will cover sins for JB and Micah, correct?
That is correct. And because you will need some supplies.
And he slides a cred stick.
I'm willing to offer this token of my thanks for a previous job well done and future opportunities for working together.
Is there some additional Nuyen that goes along with this job in addition to these two fake sins? Last job we did for you, we got a little bit of pay on top of the sins. And I mean, those sins were way harder to do because of who they were for.
The special circumstances involved.
Exactly. So Deuce will DNI to Micah. Hey, Micah, I think we should try to hit him up for a little bit more cash because the sins that he's going to be making for JB and you are going to be a lot easier to do, not as difficult because of, you know, meta type. I think he could easily throw us, I don't know, 8K extra. He gave us 5 extra on the last job.
All right, I'll back you up.
Oh, I think that's pretty good.
Here's a cred stick that should help you out with any incidentals you need on the job. If you need uniforms or need to rearm ammo, 2,000 should be enough to set you up for uniforms or whatever you need.
2 is definitely going to go a long way in making sure that we look presentable enough to go do this job. But Slide, man, come on. You got to admit, this job is going to be way more difficult from a security standpoint than that last job where we were just knocking off a truck. You got to throw us a bone here. We need a little extra, maybe on completion, right? But why don't we make it, let's say, 8?
8,000 sounds, I'm thinking more, 2 before, 2 after.
Well, that's 4? You're talking an extra 4 total? Come on. Not only was the last job easier because we just had to knock off the truck, but the sins you were making, those I know cost you way more than the sins you're going to be making this time. Don't be trying to sell us short like this, man.
Look, Slide. Let's just cut to the chase, all right? Deuce makes a valid point. Also, what you're asking for us here, this isn't just some regular ganger on a street. You're talking about going after a badge. You got to come up.
You made a compelling point. This is, in fact, going after an upstanding pillar of the community.
Nah, let's not get carried away in our descriptions. A badge is good enough.
She is, in fact, running for mayor. She is not an upstanding citizen.
Are any of us?
All right. We can do 2 up front, 4 in completion, plus your 2 cents. And you know what? You can keep those low rating ones I made just for this job.
Deuce will toss a glance to Micah, indicating that he's okay with it and wanting to see if she's all right with it as well.
Isn't that only 6? You wanted 8, right?
I mean, we had to shoot for the stars. Sometimes you don't hit, right?
Slide, I think 8 is what my colleague here would like. I mean, it sounds like this is pretty important to you. I don't know what she's done or what this evidence is you need to have us place on her. I don't care. I don't need to know her biography. I don't care. But what I do know, what I'm going to guess right now is this happening is going to make you a lot more money. So you need it to happen.
I mean, we could just walk.
All right. Let's not be rash. 2 up front, 6 on completion. You keep the sins. You get the new ones. You bury this woman. Not literally.
I mean, if you want to bury it, I'm happy to do that, too.
No.
No.
But it's going to cost you a little bit more.
I need her to be caught with this on her person.
Technically, it'd be cheaper than what we have to do now. Now we have to actually enter this casino, lots of cameras, you know, lots of security. Bigger issue. If we just had to take her out, I mean, as she walks in, we just have, you know, Kit Kat here, put a bullet in her head. Easy peasy.
Catherine kind of looks down at the gun and nods uncertainly.
But because you want something a li-